supposed to be moved by a holy hand, not by a magical stuff. It's not, it doesn't happen by cleverness. It happens by kindness, something like that. He will explain it today. Who is the guilty party? You are the guilty party. Read it.
How Solomon, on whom be peace, devised a plan for bringing the throne of Belchase from Saba. A certain Ifrit said, by art, I will bring her throne here before thy departure from this council.
Okay, the problem, that art. That art is not art, really. The word is simply technique. It's fun. I have some techniques, and with my technique, I will bring it here. Yes?
Asaph said, by means of the greatest name, I will bring it here into thy presence in a single moment. Though Ifrit was a master of magic, yet that was displayed by the breath of Asaph.
This is the essence of this story. Although that Ifrit is a master of the magic, but this should happen with the good spell of that good guy, Asaph, yes.
The throne of Belchase came into the presence instantly, but through Asaph, not through the art of them that have the nature of Ifrit.
Translation, please. Anyone? Compare these two verses. Read them both and compare them. Go back. The throne of Belchase, read it please.
The throne of Belchase came into the presence instantly, but through Asaph, not through the art of them that have the nature of Ifrit.
This is the repetition of, though the Ifrit was the master, but it was repeating it without adding any word, anyhow, something else, in a different shape to repeat that. Remember this. This is, I explained it as an accident, but this is the basis. It means intelligently you cannot move the basis of your thinking to the good part. You need some magic over there. The magic is with Asaph, not with Ifrit. Because there is negative magic, there is positive magic. All the irregularities are magic, and we know they have positive and negative, right? So remember it, yes?
He said, praise to God for this and hundreds such, which I have seen from the Lord of created beings. Then Solomon.
Who said that?
Solomon.
He said. And nobody knows. Who is this he? Which will say, oh, thanks God. And I have seen so many things like this from God. This is Rumi, somehow. But yes, okay. Then Solomon comes in. Solomon will look at that path, yes.
Then Solomon turned his eyes towards the throne. Yes, he said, you are one that catches fools, O tree.
Means what? Do you remember when I explained to you that when he's using that word tacht, it's not throne. It's the chair, it's the base that you sit on it. Here he's looking at the wood, and we say, you the tree, because that's a piece of wood. The basic, isn't it? We say, okay, you, the, what's that?
You said that computer doesn't work, so we're changing it.
Connecting this one.
Technical difficulties.
No.
Beautiful. 되세요. 오케이. Let's come back. Here, the magic happens. Suddenly, Rumi starts to explain that, listen, this is not something that I say exceptionally he did it. I have seen so many of this. This is the magic here. Thanks God. Then he returned to look at this base, actually, which is made of wood. So you say, you tree, you have fooled so many people. Because the base of our human logic is what? All these pride that we have, the arrogance in human being comes from what? It's the base of our thought that you need great, you should feel like this. Oh, you succeeded, you should think like that. Oh, you silly one, everybody somehow is fooled by you. Yes?
Oh, many are the fools that lay down their heads before wood and graven stone. The worshipper and the object of worship are ignorant of the spirit. He has felt a movement and a slight effect of the spirit. He has felt, at the moment when he became wrapped and bewildered, that the stone spoke and made signs.
Okay, what is he talking about? See, he's explaining something completely different. Something happened, right? Okay, the lady loved this base, and that base, that chair is there. You say, this chair, how many fools are being fooled by this? Because there are some people that carve something on the wood, like idol making. And so many stupid ones, they worship that one because they keep it as it is. And when they bow to that piece of wood, neither the wood, neither them understand what does this mean. Because when the vision of the human being is somehow eluded or become dang. The dang is the Persian word that Rumi is using for it. That the vision, when becomes eluded and dang and stupid, this is when talking to the stone or pointing to the stone. Let me tell you, the good stuff. Are the good stuff really good stuff to do? If you do the good stuff in a wrong time, it's a bad stuff. Because in time, everything is changing. Yes. So, if there is the statue of a lion, a lot of people will believe that that's a real one. Because they could be silly enough not to be in a different time. Yes?
When the wretched man bestowed his devotion in the wrong place and deemed the lion of stone to be a lion, the real lion from kindness showed munificence and at once threw a bone to the dog and said, although the dog is not in order, yet as regards me, the bone is a bounty of which all partake.
What happened? This is what I was talking about. That a lot of people, yes, some people, they make a statue, they make some decoration to make believe, okay? And there are so many people who are stupid enough to believe in it. Then what? You thought logically, therefore, this is a real bad game. You said, In this game that they are playing, that real lion comes out. Why? Because all these games are the opening for that door. Remember, all of this is knocking at that door, and the Beloved will open it. The magic is here. Right from the beginning, we said the passion is a magical feeling in the heart of a human being. The feeling that brings, do you remember that phenomenon that I always repeat, that this does not exist in any animal? Honesty. What does honesty do to me? That's the magic. The magical stuff. So, even in this game, even the people who are fooled is not native, because this is not something we do. We are doing the first part. We are doer over there. Here we are not doers. We are participants. We don't decide about the outcome of the stuff. This is the second phase, and we'll explain it like that. Now, you didn't get it really. So you make a story which I haven't heard anywhere. I don't know if it's really, it's there or not. Is a lady who is supposed to keep, take care of Muhammad, and we lose Muhammad in the temple, and is looking for it. Because she does something in a time that she is supposed to do something else. She is supposed to take care of Muhammad, but she will go there to pray to those statues and do something like that. Then this mixes and a lot of that. So this is the new story. Yes.
Story of Halima's asking help of the idols when she lost Mustafa, on whom be peace.
What does it mean, Halima? Helm is the word translated to English. Being very patient, not being agitated, being kind, cool fellow. This is an adjective for the upper part. This helm comes from there. Here, this lady is Halima. So, she is a positive one. So, she is kind. Yes.
I will tell you the story of Halima's mystic experience, that her tale may clear away your trouble. When she parted Mustafa from her mouth...
Excuse me, definitely that trouble is the game of wording. The wording in Persian is your sorrow. It's qamat. And qam is not trouble, qam is sorrow. I insist on it because you have to go back. Oh, what was the sorrow? Because in last paragraph he explained about a sorrow. Do you remember what was it? When somebody wretched bestowed his devotion in the wrong place and deemed the lion as a lion, remember? When you do it in the wrong time. So, how could I know what's the right time? Say, oh, wait a minute, I will show it to you. For your really sorrow to go away, I will tell you this story. Yes.
When she parted Mustafa from milk, she took him up on the palm of her hand as sweet basil and roses, causing him to avoid every good or evil that she might commit that emperor to his grandsire. Since she was bringing the trust in fear, she went to the Kaaba and came into the Hatim. From the air she heard a cry, O Hatim, an exceedingly mighty sun hath shone upon thee. O Hatim, today there will suddenly come upon thee 100,000 beams from the sun of munificence. O Hatim, today there will march with thee, today there will march
okay,
into
you're reading, O Hatim, O Hatim, what it means, Hatim? Translation, Hatim. Doesn't ring a bell? Okay, go ahead, you will see.